Welcome, fellow confidence crusaders, neuro nerds, and success equalizers. This is your podcast, Real Confidence. I'm your host, Alyssa DeVere, and I'll be sharing a bit of basic brain science, some surprising social secrets, and a touch of tough love. Why? Because I believe confidence is everyone's fundamental right and choice. So let's get to it. I'm really excited to do this podcast today because when we do coaching at the American Confidence Institute, there is not only this incredible result, but just such a sense of confidence that gets shared from me and whoever I'm coaching and vice versa. So we have the pleasure today of somebody who actually has gone through the Institute's coaching and agreed to do this on a personal level. Her name is Etty, and she's going to be sharing a little bit about something that's challenging her confidence. And even as a pro coach, she's looking for a little guidance. So Etty, thank you for being on with me today.
Thank you, Eliza. My pleasure. It's a pleasure to be part of it.
Thank you so much. So when you sent me a note, you said you're having some challenges with, surprise, the coaching business. And I say surprise because, you know, I think it is a little bit of surprise. I know you're a really qualified, competent coach, and yet you're struggling. So tell me a little bit more what's going on.
So the first thing that comes up to me is, as you said, I'm a certified coach, and I've been through the program, and but it's still yet very hard for me to put myself out there. I know that the nature of putting out there today is more social media and videos and marketing and all that. And this is like the hardest thing. If I would need to speak in front of one person, I have like full confidence. But when it comes up to put myself out there in social media or record a video or marketing my business or myself as a coach, it's very difficult for me. So this is my main thing that I would like to bring up.
Yeah. And, you know, I promise you, you're not alone. You know, people have their superpowers, as, you know, is fondly coined, that you're really good at certain things and you're a really good coach. And I know that. And you just said that. But marketing your coaching services, maybe not your comfort zone, right? Now, today, we're not going to talk about the marketing stuff, although, you know, I love doing that. So we'll do that one-on-one after. But I want to really dive into why this is making you feel so uncomfortable. Because I think once you get past the, I can do this well enough, it will be easier to have the conversation about what you should do in terms of social media or email and blah, 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 right? So let's focus a little bit why this is nagging at you. As you have been thinking about this issue of putting yourself out, as you've labeled it, going out and saying, hey, I'm a great coach and I can do that. What has been the result? Like, what happened? Did people come back and say something? How did you feel? Like, what happens when you do that or have done that in the past?
So I have taken like a baby step, and I did like a small things here and there. And the feedback or the result that I was hoping to get didn't happen. You know, I was hoping to maybe get a like better feedback, not even a better feedback, you know, like more response or more likes or stuff like that. And it just didn't happen. So I kept on telling myself, like the voice in my head, it kept on telling myself, you're not good at it, so don't do it, you know?
Good at what? You're not good at
like, yeah, at like putting like a, you know, putting a video online or recording myself, you know, on a video and putting it on LinkedIn or anything like that. So it just, and the main thing I can say is I get scared. I get numb. I'm like, you know, I'm pushing it away and procrastinating, and maybe next time, maybe another opportunity and stuff like that. And then time passes and then I don't do it again.
Well, you know, it's like anything when it's not fun and you're not getting positive feedback, after a while, you're like,
Yeah.
I don't want to do it, right? So if I can summarize a little bit what you just said, you know, you need to get more clients, more coaching clients, and you're trying to do some, I'll label it marketing, right? Social media, emails, whatever. And you're putting stuff out there. It's not getting the traction that you want. You're not getting people to respond. You're not getting the clients. So you're then saying, well, it's not working, so I must not be good at it.
Exactly.
All right. And then you're feeding that into your brain and into your sense of self, saying, not only is it not, it's not good, I'm not good at it. Yeah.
Exactly it.
So,
Yeah, you nailed it.
you know, I want to ask you, when you put stuff out there, if you can like roll back, tell me about something that you've done maybe in the last couple of months that you can remember, something that you did, and describe what you did, and then you put it out there, and you probably were like, ta-da. So like, what, give me an example.
So, what I found is when I do share, anything personal, I get great response. Like, you know, let's say, I shared with my, followers and my clients, a breakthrough that I had. I've been taking a dancing lessons, and it's a dream that I had. That I have been carrying with me since I'm a little girl. And a year and a half ago, I took it to the next level, and I'm invested, and I'm taking lessons, and I'm competing, and I'm getting so much better out of it. And when I shared that experience, I get amazing results, you know. But when I would share like a post as a coach, or, you know, any video or something like that, the results are not as great as when I share a personal stuff.
What do you think?
As a coach, I can say, you know, what comes up to me is like, you know, people want to hear, people want to see like who you really are. People want to connect to your true self. So maybe I'm answering myself now. Maybe, yeah, just came up, and like maybe in the marketing it needs to be a little bit more personal and less, you know, I'm having a aha moment.
Yeah, well, you know, here's another very, and this is even a aha. This is kind of a duh, because it's always easier
Duh,
on your
exactly.
side, right? You know this personally. You know how to do the posts. You're getting your responses. It's not like mechanically you don't understand how it works, right? When you did your dancing posts, you knew how to do it. People responded. So you're competent to do it, right? You know the way to get that posted and liked. But the difference in what you're posting for that versus your coaching business, the mechanics are the same, right? You know how to do it. If I asked my mother right now to post something, she'd be like, she doesn't know how to do it. You do know how to do it. You are able to do it, right? So let's take that I'm not good at it off the table. You are good at it. You're good enough. Again, I use that enough. Are you a social media expert? Probably not, but neither am I. Right. So you are able to do it. And the difference between the dancing post and the coaching post is a content issue, not a capability or competency issue. Fair? Right. So your statement earlier is, I'm not good at it. That's just not true. You haven't figured out how to be good at the coaching content yet. That's a different problem. And I wonder when you post something and you're not getting the same, you know, you're set your own benchmark, which is good, right? Like if you said to me, I'm not getting as many likes as Taylor Swift, I would be like, my friend, come on, right? But you're using yourself as a benchmark, which is beautiful. And they are different things, right? It's kind of like being a mom versus being a wife. They're different things. You can be really good at one and not necessarily good in the other, but again, using yourself as a benchmark is a lot better than someone else. So, yay on that. But when you post something on the coaching thing and you don't get likes, how does that make you feel? What goes through your your heart and what goes through your head.
So what goes in my head is like, okay, you're not good at it, right? And my heart is like a disappointment, I guess, because I would love, I want to get to more people as a coach. I want to touch more people. I want to offer my services. I want to work with people. That's my passion. That's what I want to do. That's what I'm good at. So, I guess a little disappointment in the heart. That's all that comes up for me.
Yeah, well, you know, I think in terms of how we would phrase it at the Institute, are you afraid of failing? Yes, a little bit. Are you afraid of regret that you're not able to do the kind of work that you know you bring to the world and as a superpower, you know, super coach? Absolutely. Are you afraid of being rejected? Probably. It doesn't sound as much. It's not, you're not worried about people not liking you. It sounds like you're afraid that you're not going to be, you're not, the universe is not allowing you, if you will, or enabling you to coach all these people that you know you can help. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, for those of you who are listening, I have the benefit of always seeing folks and Etty's face just like kind of drop, like, yeah, that's what it is. It's a frustration and a disappointment, as you said, and a regret that, hey, if I don't get this right, I can't do this beautiful work. That is what the problem is. It has nothing to do with you not being able to do it. Okay, so we're gonna flip the coin here, and I'm gonna ask you, with your permission, if we can figure out, if we can just brainstorm a couple of ideas to improve those, let's just zero in for the moment on the social posts, right? Because you said, like, I put the dance, I get good results. I put the coaching, I don't. What could you do to improve the content of those posts so that maybe you could lift the same results that you get with your dancing posts? Give me an idea. Like, what could you do?
The first thing that comes up for me is like really looking into hire someone that is good at it. You know, it's one of the things that I've, you know, experienced in the past as a coach in the past decade is you have to focus on what you're good at. And if I'm not good at the content of the posts and I'm not a social media expert, maybe look for someone to work with as, you know, as a professional.
Okay. So that's a viable potentially idea. That's one. What else could you give me a second idea? What else would be possible to improve the posts?
So the other things that I could do that I've been, I guess, pushing away is getting familiar and understanding more how social media works and what content like I can post that will be, you know, that will be good to post, and maybe just focus on like crowd or like who the people that will see or hear or get my posts and my email, if it's emails or stuff like that. I don't know. I'm mumbling because I'm thinking while I'm talking.
Okay. Fine. I think you have two ideas in there. If we can break them apart, you said get more familiar with social media, with the science or the art of social media. Is that what you meant?
Yeah, that's what I meant. Okay. Like, 'cause I really have zero understanding how it works and, you know.
Okay, so, and then the second one was more about your target market. So let's take the first
right
one.
Target.
Getting more familiar with social media. How would you do that? How would you go about do that? Be more specific for me.
So, I guess you know, get it. There is so many options of like online courses or like. You just even getting more educated of how social media works, because there is all this algorithm and when you post and what time you post and what day it's good to post and all these things.
Yeah.
That I have zero really understanding about. So just I really believe in education too. So get myself educated in something that I don't have then enough information.
Yeah, I love that. But I'm going to push you a little harder. So like, if that's the one that you're like, I'm going to do that, what's your first step to do that? Are you going to Google it? You're going to ask somebody, you know, where are you going to start to get educated? What's the first step that you would like, how would you get educated? You said there's so much information. That's part of the problem, right? Mm-hmm. So where would you look? Would you go to the university? Would you go to Google? Where are you going to go to get that information?
Yeah, I don't think you need university but yeah, I have seen like an opportunities to do like a short, I don't know, online course of social media. I have seen that. I can tell you that I did think about doing something like that, but I always like pushed it. Yeah, one day. I guess the one day has arrived.
Okay, so that's an option. Again, we're just brainstorming. So doing an online course on social media.
Yeah.
And the third thing that you started to add into that was, it sounded like really identifying more of a target market for your services. Tell me a little bit more what you think that might look like.
Right. So since I have like the general niche as a coach, so I would, I would just start doing research about the target clients who can benefit from my service, get some contact information, and I don't know, maybe create the first email blast that I never did, or something like that. So
how are you going to do that? How are you going to do that research?
Yeah, so that's a very good question. Thank you so much. I don't know. I think this is what stops me. Where I get to this point, I don't think I ever got to that depth. But when this comes up, I stop because I don't know, so I don't do anything anymore.
Okay. Well, there's probably a lot of things you could do in that. And before, rather than dive in again, I think this is part of overall, sussing out your marketing plan.
Mm-hmm.
You put three good things on the table already that you would say, like, I'm going to put some energy into potentially one of these three things. And I say one, they're all good. You might over time do all three, but I want you to pick the best one for you right now. The one that you feel, if you put the time and energy into in the next few weeks, it would really feel good, but it also would give you some result in terms of getting closer to that sense of, I've got control of my marketing and business. So the first one you said was hire somebody to do the social media. The second one you said, take an online course so you get more educated yourself. And the third one is to figure out how, and I'll use this as like the research to figure it out, but the figure out a target market that you can then really go after more precisely with email and maybe social media as well.
Mm-hmm.
So of those three things, and again, they're all good ideas. This is the challenge of being an entrepreneur. There's 1,000 things that are good and you should do, but I want you to pick the one that you feel right now would really make a difference.
The difference that I'm looking for is hire a social media professional.
Okay. All right. So again, once you make that decision, you say, that's what I'm going to do. Now you can start to put the energy, the universe, whatever you believe in, behind you to say, this is my priority. I need to hire somebody who can do this for me. All right. Now, with that said, is it going to fix everything that you want to do or correct or enhance what you're doing? You don't know, but you got to try. And the only way you can try is by picking something that you put that energy and time into. Otherwise, we all do this and I'm guilty too. You do 4,000 things a little bit and then you wonder why you don't get results, right? So we're going to pick one. You're going to commit to it for a little bit of time. And my question then is, how are you going to know when you hire somebody you find somebody, how are you going to know that it was the right thing to do? What is like a metric or some sense of feeling that you know this was a good call and I'm doing the right thing?
First thing that I, you know, tangible result would be getting response, like getting response from clients and start really even getting new clients, you know. The response would be the first thing, like even just the interaction. And then that's, you know, I guess my job to, you know, move it forward. But that's the first thing that I can see, like volume of response. And I guess it makes me feel better.
Okay, so that would be the goal. You know as well as anyone that it may take some time to get there.
Mm-hmm.
And it may never be quite to your dancing post, but at the same time, you can have the current state of your coaching posts and compare that over time when somebody hires you. That's a really good quantitative way of looking. What is some way that I can help you in ensuring that this progresses and gets done as your friend, but also as your coach here? Is there something that I can do that would help you to progress on this?
First of all, thank you for saying it and offer it. But I think it's having you as someone that I can be accountable to and maybe just let you know what's going on. Let's say even send you an email like, hey, Liza, I found someone, or hey, you know, just update you on the step will be very appreciated.
Of course, you know what I'm going to do with your permission is I'm going to put a note in my calendar. If I don't hear from you in 2 weeks, can I send you a little note to check in?
Yes. Thank you.
All right. Well, great. So, Etty, thank you for going through the process that we actually teach at the Institute, as you know. The whole key of this is to help you kind of thought partner through what's going on so you can figure out where and what needs to be addressed first and foremost, and then pick a solution. And there's no right answer. It's only right for what for you, but you pick that answer. I gave you the agency and the ability to do that. And so, you know, my last question for our podcast is, you know, within 15, 20 minutes, we kind of went through some questions. How do you feel right now?
First of all, I have clarity, which is, it always makes me feel good to have clarity about something. Not that I have the answer or the result that I wanted, but just the clarity that I was hoping to have just by, you know, talking to you. And it was very, very helpful. And at the same time, just excited for the next step.
Yeah, this isn't, I wouldn't say it's brain science itself, but it is brain science based. Just making that decision and saying and knowing that what you're going through is not extraordinarily rare. It's a very common issue. We all get overwhelmed, particularly entrepreneurs. Particularly, you shared with me earlier, you sent your daughter off to college recently, actually, and even in another country. And we got a lot going on in our brains. So sometimes even the smallest issues or the things that are most obvious to other people get caught up in our chaos in our heads and our cognitive chaos. So for what it's worth, thank you again for being here. I'm sure there's plenty of people listening that are going, oh, this is going to help them too. So thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Eliza, for your time. Thank you for everything you do.
Before we totally wrap up, I want to let you know that full transcripts and show notes for this and other Real Confidence episodes can be found on www.AmericanConfidenceInstitute.com/podcast. I also want to remind you once again that the best way to get confidence is to give it to others, and you can do it just by liking and sharing this episode on your preferred podcast and social media channels. You can even give me some confidence by noting topics you'd like me to consider for the future. So for now, this is Alyssa DeVere. Thank you for helping to bring more confidence to the world. Master editing done by Ben Weinstein, with original music performed and composed by Jeff Mitchell. Real Confidence is a production of American Confidence Institute. All rights reserved.